is No Big Spandex episode 171 for Monday, July 15th, 2013. With me and talking and chit-chatting a little bit. Okay, because, you know, Amy Jo, when Amy Jo comes to town and comes around, we got to get down. That's what I was going to say. The last time I saw you, you were at the Tiger Eyes New York premiere.
Yeah, that was so fun.
And, I was just curious, like, what was that audition process like? Because I remember from the Q&A, your audition process was a little different than normal.
Yeah, well, I was living in Montreal at the time, so I put myself on tape and then sent the tape in, and then I got the job off the tape, which was great.
So you want to do that from now on, is send in tapes?
And then, I know. You know what? I do that so much now because I do live up here in Canada, so I'm constantly putting myself on tape for stuff. So, Yeah, that's one way to do it.
And as far as distribution, when are we able to see it?
Oh, all you have to do is go to iTunes. It's already there.
What? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So, I mean, and then, like, your story was, I mean, the story of it itself was deep. And so how is it, like, for you to play a mom suffering through a loss and having to go through addiction and all that other things?
Yeah, it was a pretty heavy role, but it was fun at the same time. I suppose cathartic would be a good word for it. I just sort of went to a place where I just thought about my own mom who I've lost, and I don't know. And I thought Larry did an awesome job. He was a great director. And then just being in New Mexico is like one of my favorite states. I just love it there. So the whole experience was awesome. My little girl came out and it was fun.
So again, with Tiger Eyes, you can download on iTunes. And if you want to see a very powerful and moving performance from Amy Jo Johnson, I would suggest downloading that right now. And of course, I want to touch on as well Flashpoint, which the last time we talked, the season premiered of the last season was going to show, and now it's over, and now I get to cry to you because I'm just like, oh my goodness. I didn't want to see the season finale because I didn't want it to end, so I like waited, and I waited, and I finally saw it, and you know, cried, and I'm just crying, baby.
So, glad you liked it.
So, was there anything with the finale that you would have changed?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't know. I think I've only seen it once. Maybe I wouldn't have had a finale. No, it's been a year since we ended the show, and now I'm like, oh God, I miss all those guys. And I went in the Starbucks the other day, and there was Hugh and Sergio standing there, and I literally burst into tears with them. They're like, hi, Amy. I'm like, I miss you guys. Anyway, well, David's my neighbor, so that's okay. I see him all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of people that are going to be in your newest indie film, Lines.
Oh, yeah. Enrico Colantoni is going to play the doctor, which I'm so happy and so excited that he agreed to do it, and the dates are working out, and that just makes me really, he's just so funny and so talented. And I'm so lucky that he's going to be in my short film. I'm really happy about that.
And so tell me more about Lines. What is it about? How did you come up with it?
Okay. Well, Lines is my second short film I'm going to do. Basically want to do one more short film before I tackle a feature. Mm-hmm. And so I came up with this idea because it's based off a true story of, I went to the dermatologist's office last year to get a mole removed. And And I went into the office, this little guy, he comes out, this doctor, and he was so weird looking. Now, I don't think I can actually make Rico look as weird as this doctor really looked. He had so much Botox and so much stuff in his face. I don't even know how old he was. He could have been 80. I don't know, but he looked like this weird little alien. Anyway, as soon as I sat in the chair, he like throws a mirror up in my face and just starts pointing out all the flaws in my face. And I'm just like, really, really? Mm-hmm. I'm 40 years old, you know, like, let me just embrace the way I look, you know? And so anyway, it's based off of that experience. And I just found it so horrifying. And I don't know, I just wanted to make a little short film about it because it's really important to me that as I am 40 years old now, embracing my age and just coming to terms with it. And I think that a lot of women go through, well, I think every single woman goes through it, you know, when just like, it's like a hump, like you're mm-hmm. getting over.
Right.
And I don't know. Hopefully this little film can inspire or help ease that process a little bit for someone, maybe even, keep them on the path of staying natural and not trying to fight it. And that's really the gist of the short and the point of it. Because I think that a lot of people can get caught up in what society wants us to look like with the magazines or just whatever. And I don't know. I just sort of trying to put something else out there that to aspire towards instead of looking like an unnatural, freaky, weird 30-year-old when you're 45.
Right. There's so many, please. Yeah, there's too many people who are trying to stay. It's fine if you want to, you know, try to look a little younger and things, whatever, but to the point where you're younger, you look younger than your children, I don't think.
Yeah, but I don't think it ever, you ever really do look younger. You just look weirder. I don't know. And I'm not judgmental. I don't, you know, people do whatever they need to do, you know, like Rico was saying, you know, his eyelids at some point he'll have to do because he won't be able to see. Like, I get it with stuff, you know, I totally get it. And, but I just want to try and hopefully, you know, inspire or just put out there something that is a bit more natural.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, I think it's okay. I'm as I get older and I'm looking at other women, like I'm really finding people's lines on their face and the wrinkle really beautiful. And there's something about it that is, I find sexy. I think it's, I don't know. It's not something that doesn't have to be so taboo.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, I know that you have a campaign running. Fundraising mm-hmm. campaign to mm-hmm. raise funds for this film. Mm-hmm. So, and you do have a lot of perks.
All right, I do have a lot of perks.
Let's talk about these perks that you got. Let's go.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. So the Indiegogo campaign, I'm crowdfunding. I'm raising the money with the help of people, you know, my people who follow me on Twitter or Facebook So crowdfunding is an interesting thing because you want to sort of sell or give away something that people would want. So this is the second time around because this is how I raised money to do Bent, my first short film. So I think I learned a lot through that process. And so the perks that I have, I think they're really fun. Like one of them is I'll sing a song for you, and I've already done three of them and it's hilarious. I'm sitting in my kitchen with my guitar and oh my God, they said yesterday. So I did two songs for people and it was so hot out. I was wearing a sundress. So I finished doing the two songs and I'm playing them back, like going to download them, make the MP4s. And I noticed that you cannot see my dress. like I'm sitting here naked.
And
just my guitar covering my boobs. And I'm like, oh God, I can't send that. So I had to start over.
Blooper reel.
Yeah. It's a pretty funny process when you're making these little videos. So anyway, so that's one perk. And then up in my attic, I do have a bunch of like Power Ranger scripts and stuff. So there's and they have like all my notes and doodles and stuff from back in the day when I was on set. So I only have a few. I realized before I did the campaign, I thought I had a ton upstairs, but when I went up there, I really only had five. And I'm so sentimental, so I'm gonna copy them with all the notes and everything like that, and then sign them right now for people. So that's and then I also have a ton of photo albums and pictures from on set. So one of the perks is you can have a photo book, and so I'm doing a Power Rangers photo book of like my own personal photos, and then also a Flashpoint photo book with my own personal photos. So there'll be like 16 photos in each book. And actually, I made that perk after I launched the campaign, and I realized that you can't really add perks to another perk. So the details of those perks are on the page, the front page. So if you wanted to go
So the Power Ranger photo book, if I remember, would be with the script perk or
Yeah.
set. Okay, yes, okay.
Hold on a second. Let me make sure. Let me just go to Indiegogo. I know for sure the Flashpoint photo book is with the headshot,
Okay.
the Amy Jo Johnson headshot that I'll sign. It all seems so silly to me. I mean, when I did the Bent campaign, I was so afraid to put anything personal like on there because I didn't want. I don't know. It just feels so funny to me. I just felt like I didn't want people to make fun of me. I know it sounds so silly. I know, but now I realize, oh, okay, maybe that's what somebody would want.
Just FYI. All the time, they would want all the time.
I didn't know I wasn't getting it. All right, so the Amy Jo Johnson headshot, signed headshot, you'll get a Flashpoint photo book with that, and then the Power Ranger photo book is part of the Power Ranger package perk.
Okay. All right. So, fans, just listen to me. You want to get this? I'm just saying. I'm just saying, once it's gone, it's gone. Okay? So, make sure you get your coins together. And of course, yeah, I know you have some other perks, but last time you were on the show, I'm just saying that we pimped out the $5,000 all you can eat whatever, whatever. And it just so happened that someone bought it. So I'm just saying.
I know, right? You're asking like who that was, and did we go to dinner?
Yes.
Okay, his name is Jim Rodney, James Rodney, and he did send a thank you email for one of the I fulfilled one of the perks, like it was the voice message or something, and he sent a thank you, but he has not requested this dinner or anything. But he's incredibly generous and amazing, and he hasn't claimed that perk yet. So we'll see.
Interesting. Interesting indeed.
I know. Very, very, very nice man.
So look, fans, all right? Let's do it again. Let's do it again. All right? $5,000. You can reach the goal right now.
But I added stuff this time. I added stuff.
Well, yes, of course. And so
So
it
you
just
also get your name in the movie.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed that, but it will say your name in the movie. Not that that's big of a deal, but it could be a big deal. And dinner. Oh, and then I said I'd throw in any other script you wanted.
Of course,
Felicity
$5,000.
script.
So yes, so fans, let's get on this, and we can do it again. I'm just saying, let's put it out there. So like, before you go, I do have to ask, 'cause you know, this is what I do.
Oh, ask whatever.
They shot a Power Rangers reunion kind of thing, Power Rangers Megaforce, and you sent out a tweet saying that. I mean, for various reasons why you choose not to do it, but they didn't even ask you.
Yeah, I mean, I think somebody sent a random email to my manager that sort of said, no offer, no really nothing. It was sort of like a mass email, sort of like a vague request, But but nobody called my manager, and I don't know. Like, it was just weird. No, nobody really asked.
So it was like a mass email saying, "Hey
I don't
guys."
know. You know what? I vaguely remember my manager saying something like, "Oh, we got this email about they're doing something in Australia or something," but it was like, I don't even know. I don't even know what the email was, but it wasn't a direct request to me. It was sort of like, we're inviting all everybody.
Oh, I
You
see.
know what, Lisa? I don't even know. I never even read the email.
I
It
see.
was sent to my manager. They didn't call or anything,
Right,
or
right. Okay. I'm just,
specifically ask or anything.
I'm just saying, you better
They
look.
didn't throw out a deal. Let's say that. You know, they didn't
Better
like.
throw some deals. I'm just saying.
You
Throw
know what?
some
You're right. You gotta make a deal, right? You gotta
deals.
like.
Because I, you are
I
very.
totally would have done it. Are you kidding? I wouldn't want to go to
Seriously!
Australia.
Duh!
Oh my God, that would have been fun, right? That'd be hilarious.
You know what, Saban? I know you listen. Don't act like you don't listen. Get your act together, all right? Just do the big call. Do something. Well, you
Phone call, right?
phone
I know.
call.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So of course,
But that's over, isn't it? Isn't it
they
already
shot it
like
already, and there's
there?
pictures, and and everything's probably, it's all leaked. People in their spandex and everything.
Who went and did it? I think just Jason did it, right?
From your cast, yes. So, Jason Frank, and then so maybe other people you don't know, but like
But
people
not but
very.
Walter didn't do it, or David didn't do it,
No,
right?
no, no.
Ah, well, see, they're so silly. Why wouldn't they just like ask us properly with a nice, that's
I
weird.
know, I know. That's what we're all saying. So
We'll have to make our own little weird little
that's
comedy movie on the
that's.
side.
Yes,
I think that would be fun.
but seriously, like, I mean, yes, I love my Power Rangers. I want to see all in spandex. I want to have my childhood back. Of course, that's fine.
But we could
But
do a spoof. We could do like
exactly, you guys can do a spoof. Y'all can make it, a little adult humor. You know what I'm saying? Throwing it. Y'all can do it, and
I think
we would jump on that. All of us, no lie, no
totally.
joke. Yo, we need to talk. I'm just saying. I got, you know what I'm saying. You got a little comp. You
Oh,
got a
and
little
I
comp.
got some good stories. Believe me, you, if I wrote like a little, we all have good stories. Oh my God, it would be so funny. Anyway,
But
maybe I
yes.
could direct it. I'll direct it.
Hello? Yes. We yo, Amy Jo, get on that. I'm saying, get on that. Yes, get this indie film, short film, and and get your first feature on. And then after what? All right. We're just putting that out there. But
Put it
again, I do want to remind people you can go to indiegogo.com. And the well, we'll have links on the website, but indiegogo.com is where your fundraiser is for lines. You are almost at your goal. I mean, you reached it so quickly. It's but
Almost there,
look,
but there's 2
money.
weeks left because the thing is that like with Bench, like we raised a certain amount of money and then the rest, it's so expensive to make a movie anyway.
Exactly.
So then the rest comes out of my pocket and and I do it. So it would be great even if we went over. I just want people to know it's not like then that money goes somewhere else.
Right.
It just only enhances the film. It goes to, all across the board, every single aspect, including like the film festival route, is so
Exactly.
expensive. Yeah.
Exactly. Because see, if
So
you guys want to see this movie, I mean, yes, it'll be made and fabulous and wonderful, but if you want to see it, in a festival near you, even if it reaches the goal, you beyond, keep donating.
And then at the end of the day, like with Bent, as soon as the festival route is over, which Bent will be done like January or something, then my goal is to get it up on iTunes. And then if not, if it doesn't, we'll see how that goes. Somehow I'll make it available online for everybody.
Okay. Yeah. So because so yeah, like a lot of people don't know how expensive a movie, even if it's short or
I
not,
know.
it
I
is.
know,
It's
right?
expensive. So
Well, it's so fun and it's such teamwork, and there are so many people that are involved that, you gotta pay those people to do what they're talented to do. And from the sound design to props to, oh my God, like co the color correction on the film to transferring the film to from this to that. Like there's so many, and I learned so much on Bent. And what's so fun for me is, okay, this is my second time around, and now I sort of I'm going into it knowing, learning so much from Bend, where I had never done it before. And so I get to learn even new stuff and more stuff this time because I sort of have a base to go from this right. time. So.
Right.
So yeah, I love it. I love it.
Well, I thank you again, Miss Amy Jo, for talking with us. Oh, us. Me. I'm so used to having my co-host. So